This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1810, Three Ways to Acknowledge Your Colleagues' Feelings at Work.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you know someone is swamped or hungry, but you need to ask them for something, what can you do? Today, learn three simple constructions that are great for business English and life. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, Michelle. What's going on with you? What's new?
No, nothing too much. You seem really happy today.
Do I? Well, I mean, I'm usually pretty content. Well, yes, I suppose I am. You good. Just labeled my feeling, right?
I labeled your feeling, Lindsay, and
you did.
So that's actually what we're going to be talking about today. So on episode 1751, we were talking about doctors and what to do if your doctor is rushing out of the room and you still have a question. And
yes,
one of our suggestions was dealing with something like saying like, oh, I know you're in a rush. And you mentioned, Lindsay, that it's helpful to say this because it shows the person that you see them. You're looking at things from their point of view and you're kind of labeling the situation or even a feeling. So you suggested doing a follow up and I thought it was a great idea. So this is all the way back from 1751. So go ahead and listen to that one first, guys. I mean, not first or next.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And we actually had, now that I'm thinking about it, we had a guest episode. Oh, I'm going to have a hard time finding the guest name. I think his name was Doug. Come on this past fall and I can't find it. We'll put the link in the blog post, guys. He had his own kind of formula for why his argument was that we should label feelings and we should do that to help people, you know, to involve their parasympathetic nervous system and come back down, right? Come back down from being angry at you to label the feelings. So it's debatable though, right?
Right.
Whether it's a good thing or not a good thing.
Yeah. I don't know. We've touched on this a little bit before. So we'll talk about this. I mean, Lindsay, why would you do it? What do you think is good about it?
Yeah. So there are some reasons to do it. The first one, guys, would be to acknowledge that you are observing what's going on, right? So you're just to, because sometimes people aren't paying attention at all. And that causes resentment. Someone might get angry that you're not even paying attention to how they're feeling. So you acknowledge that you know what's happening. What else, Michelle?
And it shows that you don't just care about yourself. It's not, you know, it's not only your situation, right? So like with the doctor example, it's not, yeah, you know that you're important, but you also know that their time is important. And I think it shows a degree of emotional intelligence as well.
I agree. A certain basic level of emotional intelligence that you can observe,
label and kind of understand. You've felt that before. So yeah, it is a basic level of emotional intelligence, definitely. Mm-hmm. So why would we avoid it though? This is the other side of the coin.
Right. Well, I mean, you've mentioned this before when we've talked about this. Like, you could be wrong. I mean, you might just be wrong.
Exactly. You might be wrong, and that would be bad because then you seem really out of touch. It's kind of like a high stakes thing to do.
Yeah.
In a way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also it could be embarrassing. Like maybe this person doesn't want to be called out on how they're feeling. Like, oh, maybe that doctor or that, you know, waiter or, you know, like they would feel embarrassed if you were like, oh, you seem like you're in a rush. I know you're in a rush, or, you know, maybe they were hoping that you wouldn't notice, maybe, you know. So
right,
I don't know. It could give them a funny feeling as well.
Yeah, it could be wrong, could embarrass them. Exactly. Put them on the spot. It makes people feel seen, but not everyone always wants to feel seen, right? It's like you're kind of like, it's like they're feeling very exposed, potentially.
Right, like vulnerable. Yeah, exposed. Yeah. Like that they know that you observe something about them. And, exactly. You know, it can kind of make you feel a little funny. But I mean, overall, like, so how do we know if we should or shouldn't? I don't know.
I think it depends on the person. There's always, you know, there's an intangible element here, guys, right? That you're only going to know if you're in that moment. There's something that it's a feeling. It's a between the two of you. Is there an underlying tension that you want to be really careful?
Right.
Or is it the right moment to try to, in a way, disarm the person by labeling their feeling, and you think that'll go in the right direction? In the end, it's kind of just taking a gamble, kind of, I guess.
True, true. We don't know. We don't always know the answers. This isn't necessarily a language like thing. This is just, you know, kind of feeling out the situation. Sometimes, my mom always says, like, you know, if I have to have a difficult conversation or something, and I'll say to my mom, like, well, but what do I say if the person says this? And she's like, well, you don't know what they're going to say.
Like, I mean, this is
plan for every single moment.
Exactly, Michelle. This is kind of the tightrope of life, right? Yeah. We walk the tightrope. This is relationships. Yeah. People are unpredictable, but that's what kind of makes people interesting at the same time.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So, all right. Well, so how can we do it if we decide to do it? So what's one thing that you can say?
Okay. So you could say, I can see your ex, which is upset, busy, unsure, right?
Any emotion.
Careful what the label is you use, right? Right. So I can see you are X, or I can see your X. Mm-hmm. All right. So should we do a quick example, Michelle?
Let's do it. Okay. So this is at work to a boss. So if I were coming to you, I could say, hi, Lindsay, I can see you're busy. If you have 2 seconds to look over that sheet I gave you, that would be great.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I will. Yeah, so that's really useful, I think. Honestly,
yeah,
this
I think
one's
at
fantastic.
Work, I can see you're busy, or like it seems like you're busy, or I can tell, you know, something like that.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with this. I mean, people usually honestly are busy, right? So the fact that you could recognize that is good, is really good.
Right. I guess it would be a little bit weird if, like, you walked into the room and the person's just literally sitting there staring at a blank wall and you say, I can see you're busy. But that doesn't generally happen.
That might be taken as sarcasm in that sense, which would actually be kind of funny.
That's maybe, true. Potentially. That's true. It's like, oh, don't let me interrupt, you know.
I don't want to interrupt, but I know you're staring at the wall. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Here's another example. All right. So we're talking to a friend now. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, this is so disappointing.
I can see you're upset, Lindsay. Would it help if I picked up the packages for you?
Yeah, thank you. I just need a break for a second. Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's high emotional intelligence, right?
Exactly. So when somebody is upset, maybe offering to do them a favor, that's always helpful.
Absolutely. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
And then the next thing you can say is, I know you, or I know your.
Yep.
And then something like, this is like the I know you're in a rush example. So like swamped, like very busy, tired, hungry. I know you have a lot to do, whatever it is, but I know you.
Exactly. And just to contrast this again with the last one, so we don't get confused for our listeners. So the first one we taught you guys, I can see you are X versus I know you are or you're X. Right. Mm. And I love that word swamped. I feel like that should be on our list for today.
Oh, I just put it on there.
Oh, my God. Look at that, Michelle.
I just did the
We're
same
so
thing.
In sync.
Yes.
It's a great word. What does that mean as a bonus for our listeners?
It's a more interesting to say very interesting way to say very busy.
I love it. I love that word. It's so interesting, swamp. Right? Imagine you're in a swamp and your legs are stuck and you can't walk. I feel like that a lot, actually, at work with stuff I have to do. But guys, again, I said it'll be on our list. That means it'll be selected as a keyword in the app. And only our app users are going to be able to see that if they're members. So go to allearsenglish.com/app to do your 7-day free trial and get on board with the app, Android or iOS. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome stuff. So, all right. Let's do a couple examples with this one. So, Lindsay, we're coworkers here.
All right. Here we go. So, Michelle, I know you're hungry and ready to go out and eat, but can you just look at this sheet and sign real fast?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that's a big one. Now, be careful when someone's hungry.
Right. Like, and this is like a little bit, I mean, is it, that's funny. Is hungry a feeling, Lindsay?
No, and it's obviously you can never know if someone is actually hungry. What you could do, it would be strategic. You could add probably.
Probably. Ah, I know you're probably hungry. Right, like if it's around lunchtime, maybe you even see that this person has gotten out their paper bag to eat lunch, or maybe they look like they're ready to walk out to get something.
It's honestly, I mean, even when I'm working from home, it's like, don't mess with my lunchtime. Because you know what I mean? I'm sure you feel that too, Michelle. It's like you have a very narrow window, I guess less so. But if you're in an office, it's even more so. Imagine if someone just comes in and puts a bomb on you like, hey, can you review my report? I have a presentation today. You've missed your lunch and then you're hungry and hangry all day.
Right. Imagine. Yes, exactly. Oh. And I know you, Lindsay. I know you're very specific about having to. Actually sit down for a lunch. You don't like to eat on the go. I remember you telling that. So
yeah,
but
exactly.
I know it. And sometimes it's tricky, guys, with our team because we're in different time zones. And sometimes I think to myself, like, wait, what time is this going to be for Lindsay? You know, like,
No. But the thing is with you and me, it's not the same. So if we pre-plan something, I'm fine. I can be like, oh, Michelle and I are recording from 11 to 1. So I'm going to eat lunch at 1 or early, right?
Yeah.
But it's more like if someone were to walk into my office, more if you're in a space, an office space, and say, hey, can you spontaneously when I'm about to walk out of the door?
Oh, right? Don't do that. Yes. Unless it's like super fast, like in this situation, maybe you just need to sign something, put your initials on something.
Exactly.
Or here's to a classmate. Okay. I know you're swamped, Lindsay, but can we take 5 minutes to practice our presentation once more?
Oh, yeah. I have a few minutes. And we've got that swamped in there again. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And then another way, I think we have one more way to do this. So I'm sure or I know you. Sorry, I guess this is really two. I'm sure or I okay. know you must be something. Okay, this is going to sound. This is like a little messy. I'm sure or I know you must be something about something. Okay. I'm just going to, like, for example, you must be tired of looking over reports, or you must be excited about getting out of here for vacation, or I'm sure you must be about ready to go home.
Okay. So the options are, I'm sure you must be X, or I know you must be X, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So just to narrow that down and make sure that's really clear.
Thank you, Lindsay.
It's okay. Let's do it in a role play here, Michelle. Here we go. So to a friend.
All right. So here we go. I'm sure you must be tired. Need any help?
Oh, thanks, Michelle. I'm okay, though. All right. Okay. So I'm saying thank you. And I'm kind of declining your help here, just to be clear what I mean by that. I'm okay, though.
I'm okay, though. Yeah. Or to a colleague.
Okay. I know you must be ready to get out of here and go on vacation. Are there any tasks you need me to do while you're away?
Thanks so much for asking. I'm good for now, but I'll let you know.
All right. Yeah. So again, I think in most of these cases, especially in the workplace, it is useful. It's very important to acknowledge, especially little things like, I know you want to get out of the office. I know you must be hungry. These are really useful. This is not like a huge thing like, oh, I can see you're really, really upset, right? That's less exposing in my mind.
True, true. So I guess in a way we kind of highlighted like the less, you know, serious ones today. Maybe another time we'll do like, if it's okay to say like, oh, I see you're getting irritated, or, you know, that's like, you know, the actual, I guess these are things that are more helpful for like what you can observe, not necessarily like the deep feelings.
Exactly. Which is why they're somewhat surface level. They're somewhat circumstantial, let's say, right? The circumstances of the day. Hey, you're going to lunch. Hey, you're going on vacation. Hey, you have a lot of papers on your desk.
Right.
So I think these are great for actually for the workplace. So that's what today's episode is really more about, Michelle.
Yeah, right? I think that's a good point. So the more serious feelings are a little bit more touchy, we can talk about that another time. But yeah, these are very useful. And I mean, notice how these are used often when like somebody's like when you're either about to ask someone a favor, like a quick favor, or to offer help. We don't usually just like say, "Oh, Lindsay, I can see you're hungry," and then like say nothing else. Like it's like there's usually another intention. We might label something and then just wait and see what the person says, and then we can figure out how we can help or what they might need. Like just saying, "Oh, you must be tired," when a friend gets to your house after traveling, that's something that you can just say. You must be tired, see what they say. "Oh, can I get you, you know, your, you know, water or your quilt for the night," or something like that.
yeah, totally. So I agree. It's in some of these cases, it's a way of kind of apologizing for interrupting, right? It's a way of leading into an apology and opening up the conversation. So very useful, but in the right place. And yeah, another day, Michelle, we'll do an episode more what you might use with a partner or a family member where you're really getting in deep, right? I can see that you've been really depressed lately, right? That's a deep thing to say to someone.
Yes. Oh boy.
Right. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, this has been fun. Thank you so much for listening. And Lindsay, thank you for talking this through with me.
Absolutely. This has been great. A really good skill for you guys for your work. And Michelle, thanks again. I'll see you in the next one. Take care.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.